With rants and raves, you'll be okay. And today is your lucky day. It is Rants and Raves with Gary K. Hey everyone, this is Gary K, and welcome to another pre-Infocom edition of my Rants and Raves video cast. Today I'm joined with, obviously, two gentlemen from Lightwear. Now, so Lightwear, if you haven't heard of Lightwear, you should check them out, lightwear.com. Lightwear is, I guess, now kind of known as the USB-C company, I would say, first and foremost. And I'm proud to be joined with the president, CEO, Clint Hoffman, who I've known for, I don't know, 25 years, Clint, something like
that. Maybe longer, dude, maybe longer.
Maybe longer. And then Roger Takis, who I've known for probably like 30 years at least, who's the Senior Vice President of Education. Roger, how are you?
I'm great. Great, Gary. Great to see you.
Good to see you. You guys are really well known in the industry. I'm honored to have you here. And of course, we're heading to Infocom, and Lightwear is a big supporter of the stuff that Rave is doing. They're a supporter of the game. We're going to play the game as part of Lightwear. And but most importantly, you're going to the show showing USB stuff. And Clint, talk about sort of like the philosophy of Lightwear, you know, and how you look at yourself differently than all the other companies that are out there.
Sure. You know, Lightwear has been around for a little over 25 years now. Our founder in college started fixing the old three-gun CRTs. You remember those? In fact, that's how we got our name. So let's just get that out of the way. There's hardware, there's software. And because he was repairing projectors 26 years ago, we're called Lightwear. But eventually he started building some boxes. Primarily, this served the live events marketplace. And one of the keys there is you either work or you don't get purchased again. So reliability is in our DNA. But just prior to COVID in 2020, as COVID was hitting, you know, we came out with what we believe is the first USB host switching and distribution box for the meeting room, conference room, education space. We call it Taurus. And it's, we see USB as the backbone signal of the future in the meeting room space or the education space. And so we focused on that. Lightwear, because we came from live events, we're a little bit of a best kept secret. And so what we're doing, we've hired an entire team, we're expanding rapidly, and we're going out and telling our message, evangelizing the message that we are the pioneers of USB-C and USB host switching in the meeting room space. So we actually have
kind of go ahead. Well, I was going to say, if you go back, you know, when we first got in the industry, it was definitely when Roger and I first got in the industry, it was TTL, and then it was VGA, right? And then we went to HDMI, and of course, if you look at laptops now, most laptops don't even have HDMI, Roger. Most laptops just have USB-C, and you sort of like have branded the term UC over IP solutions. Tell me exactly what that means.
Well, you know, when we look at AV over IP, you know, it's part of this evolution of AV. You know, when we move from traditional systems where you had your switcher in the middle, your sources went into the switcher, your distribution came off the outputs of the switcher to go to all your displays, that was traditional AV. When we moved to AV over IP, everything moved to that network cloud. So when we looked at our next generation of our Taurus and our Taurus CPN, which we're in really introducing here at Infocom, we moved into an opportunity for us to say, hey, the cameras are now following with USB, and now everything is UC over IP.
Okay, and the newest product is what? What did you call it again? What are we showing here?
The Taurus what? So this particular area is our Taurus TPN product. TPN. So when we talk about the Taurus UCX line, this is our TPN version of that.
Okay, so basically, Clint, you've built a family out of that one brand, like, for example, can you do multiple outputs? Can you do a lot of these UC spaces have two screens, two displays in a room? Do you have the ability to do that? What about Dante when you're connecting it to everything else in the system? Clint, can we do all that with your product?
Yeah, you know, Roger actually coined a term recently, and so we've embraced it. It's we've got a Taurus for that. So as we started with just the basic unit back in 2020 and have sold that and introduced that to the marketplace, we're now, there are multiple flavors of Taurus that we have available. I'll let him touch on some of that, but every one of those things you just mentioned are in there. Roger, why don't you go ahead and
the first question I know people are going to ask when they listen to this or watch this, Roger, is about Dante. Dante dominates the audio, and bringing Dante in and out is key. I'm assuming you have that covered.
We are introducing the Dante model at the show next week. We've had an output for Dante for years, and we're introducing the bi-directional Dante model at the show.
And what is that product called? Is that something you can tell us yet, or is that?
Oh, it's a really complex name. It adds BD to the end of the name for bi-directional Dante.
Okay, perfect. There you go. So Taurus BD, bi-directional Dante. And what else? Flavors of AV over IP and connectivity to other systems that are out there. What are you thinking about with regard to that?
So, you know, one of the things that we've really prided ourselves on is the, as Clint mentioned, you know, the USB distribution and bringing USB into AV with control. So we have a brand new 1 gig AV over IP solution that we're going to be introducing at the show called Gemini, or GBN product. Of course, it's 4K6444. It adds USB distribution. And we've also added USB to our UBEX line for that uncompressed video distribution in the live event market.
All right. So which platform ecosystem are you using for one gig AV over IP?
Our new system that we're introducing is our Gemini.
What is the backbone? Yeah.
It's kind of a JPEG 2000 based system.
Okay. So everyone will be familiar with that. Everyone will know how easy that is to use. And then they'll be familiar with the quality knowing JPEG 2000. So
yeah,
that's good. All right. So, Clint, congratulations. I mean, this is a great move. And I do like the niche, right? USB niche. They're going to be in Central Hall, booth 8156. You're going to hear a lot about them and see them a lot because we're going to be all over the show floor with the game. And they're a big part of the game. We'll be giving away ducks and shirts and all sorts of other prizes. We'll be playing the game there as well. Roger, thank you very much. Congratulations on all that you've accomplished. You've been a lot of different places in the industry. And Clint, you know how I feel about you. So congratulations on your role. And check out Lightwear at lightwear.com if you haven't checked them out yet. Am I missing anything? Roger, I mean, you being the SVP of education, tell me what you're teaching. Are you going to be doing anything at the Infocom show? Or are you
Education for us refers to the higher education segment of the market.
We're
excited about working with HETMA and other organizations in education.
So if you're in higher education, look him up.
He's also our de facto product guy, which is clear based on this conversation.
Yeah, but sure.
Hey, one plug I want to make real quick, Gary, is that as the pioneers and the experts in USB host switching, it's a really challenging signal right now for a lot of people in our industry because it's new. There are issues with things like hops and so forth that people just don't understand. We do. So we're trying to educate the market in those things. We have a class at Infocom Wednesday at the 12th at 11 a.m. It was originally in a room that holds 60. It filled up so fast, they put us in a bigger room. So there are now spaces available Wednesday the 12th. It's called our USB Masterclass. So anybody who's interested in learning more would be glad to
partner. What time is that on Wednesday? Do you know?
11 a.m.
11 a.m. on Wednesday. Okay, perfect. I'll put a link to that class in the description. If you're watching this you can click on that link and you can sign up for that class. And of course, definitely make sure you go by and check them out in Central Hall in booth 8056. Guys, thank you very much for joining me today. I appreciate it. And don't forget that we're going to go and shoot videos on all these new products. So if you're watching this after the show, we've already got a video on this. All you have to do is go to raypubs.com/infocom, type in, you can either type in Taurus or you can type in Lightwear in the video search window and you'll find those videos. And of course, you can always go to lightwear.com. Clint, Roger, thank you very much.
Thanks, Gary.
Thank you.
Gary.